Dit is SBS Dutch.
Joyce, and today we have another Dutch mini lesson. Today we're talking about our E. And don't worry, it doesn't sound as scary as the sound in English makes it sound. The E in English, to help you elaborate a little bit, the E in English is a silent E when it comes at the end of a word. So in English, we do say the, so T-H-E is the, so you do hear it there. But in other words, we often don't hear it. In Dutch, we like to pronounce our letters. We love it, though exceptions are there, but the E is definitely not silent. It wants to be heard, and this is one of the biggest mistakes that students make. They see an E, but they don't say E. So, how does the E sound in Dutch at the end of a word? Well, that is a tiny bit different too. The E at the end of a word sounds like E. So it actually has a lot in common with the way that we say the U in Dutch. It's similar. It sounds like E. So if we say the word the in Dutch, it has two translations. It can either be de or het, but I just want to focus on the word de, spelled D-E, de, e, and that is exactly what I want you to say with any word that ends in an E, in an e. So we see that, for example, with the word girl, which is meisje, e. So it ends in an E, and I want you to say the e. However, we also see this a lot with adjectives, so bijvoeglijk naamwoorden. And these are kind of like your detailed words that you often see in front of a noun, like a tall girl, a small girl, a big girl, a beautiful girl, etc. Those words in front of girl are adjectives. And we often see them with an E in Dutch after it. Like, the big girl would be het grote meisje. Het grote meisje. Niet het groot meisje, maar het grote meisje. So it's really important to pronounce that E from a grammatical perspective, because if I don't want to say the big girl, but a big girl, I would say
een groot meisje.
Een groot meisje. So that is the exception to the rule. If we have an het word, het meisje, but we want to make it undefined by using a, een, then we don't say that E. Whereas with any other option, we do pronounce that E and we do write that E. So we do have to make a conscious effort to pronouncing that E. So the best way to do that is literally put in your brain right now that with every E pronounced, it sounds like an E. As if you're thinking about what do I do with this E, you'd say and that is the sound that I need you to make. So after the show, look at the website, look up a text in Dutch and see if you can find some E's at the end of a word and try and pronounce them. Let's try and do a few examples here. We already did the big girl, which is
het grote meisje.
Het grote meisje. We can say the beautiful girl.
Het mooie meisje.
Het mooie meisje. Heel goed. We can say the tall girl.
Het lange meisje.
Het lange meisje. Heel goed. Let's try the small girl.
Het kleine meisje.
Het kleine meisje. So again, het grote meisje, het mooie meisje, het lange meisje, and het kleine meisje. So again, try and read some of these words ending in an E in Dutch to enhance your practice. And we will catch you next time. Doei!
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.